And fans of alternative rock called it the end of an era when radio station WHFS in the Washington, D.C. market changed its format this week. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
WHFS used to sound like this.
99.1 HFS.
At noon on Wednesday, it said goodbye to rock with a Jeff Buckley song.
This is our last goodbye.
Now, the station sounds like this.
Nuestra garantía. Una emisora diseñada por latinos.
New format, same owner. Infinity Broadcasting, a division of Viacom, together with the Spanish Broadcasting System, determined there was more money to be made in appealing to Hispanic listeners. Now, radio stations flip formats all the time, but WHFS was dear to local fans and beyond. Adam Jacobson is an editor for the trade publication Radio and Records.
The first station to play REM, a lot of Elvis Costello and the punk movement, you know, they were always the cutting edge of rock.
Michael Crumper, too, remembers the WHFS disc jockeys fondly. He's a vice president at Artemis Records.
I work with a band called Lemonheads, and they are in large part responsible for that band having a gold record.
I've never been too good with names.
The switch from rock to Latin at WHFS is widely perceived as Infinity's response to the Spanish broadcasting boom and to its competition, Clear Channel. Last year, the nation's largest radio chain doubled its number of Spanish-language stations. Clear Channel converted about 25 underperforming stations, rock, talk, and other formats, to reach the Hispanic audience. Spanish-language radio now accounts for 9% of the market, and it's growing. The WHFS switch is hardly isolated. Take KSJO in San Jose, California, which served most of the Bay Area, or KLOL in Houston.
These were the big mammoth rock stations. These were the stations playing Pink Floyd and Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin and Van Halen and Def Leppard, the place to go for rock and roll music.
Last November, Clear Channel changed KLOL's format.
You know you're listening to La Estación Oficial de Reggaeton, Mega 101 FM, Latino and Proud.
They're calling the music reggaeton, which would be a mix of maybe hip-hop and reggae and dancehall beats.
English-language hip-hop stations are now playing these artists. One example of how Spanish-language radio is shaping the sound of the United States. Radio and Records' Adam Jacobson says Clear Channel brought attention to something new.
I give the company credit for being a little bit ahead of the curve.
But Jacobson says it's less about the cutting edge and more about the bottom line. And in a multi-billion-dollar business, competition between the top two radio providers could get even more intense.
We could have a whole new war here between Infinity and Clear Channel, but in the Spanish arena.
Jacobson says that war will be fought in Orlando and across the Southwest. In the meantime, Mark Crumper of Artemis Records says personally he's not worried or even sad about losing a once powerful FM platform for his artists.
To get overly sentimental about that is not being realistic about how media is owned.
People who can't find the music they want to hear on the terrestrial dial now can turn to satellite radio, the internet, and MP3s. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.